If two or three assemble in my name, I'll be among them. Don't worry. Huh? The second Sunday of the Pentecost, we call Jesus Christ the bread of life. And during the Pentecostal, we have certain topics to present our Lord Jesus Christ, the resurrected God from the dead, and how to benefit from him. So the first one was Thomas Sunday. The Easter day was the announcement of the resurrection of the Lord. And then on the first Sunday, which is Thomas Sunday, we call it Jesus Christ in whom we believe, in his resurrection, we believe. That's why it was very important that his resurrection be proved by Thomas, the disciple, who insisted to see and to guess. Touch. And this is very important, to prove that Jesus Christ, the incarnate God, resurrected truly from the dead with the same body that he took from the Mother of God, crucified, was crucified, and was buried. He resurrected with the same body. Next Sunday, of the resurrection, we call it Jesus Christ, the bread of life. And actually we read on this day most of chapter 6 from the Gospel of St. John. So in the Ashiya, I think in the Ashiya, in the Vespers, it was from 16 to 23, something like that. And let us see. In the Ashiya, it was St. John 6, the Gospel, St. John 6, from 16. In the Matins, which is the morning raising of incense, also St. John 6, And in the liturgy itself, which is in the liturgy of the word, I think the rest of that from 34 and on, it's from 35 to 45. So as if we take the most important part of St. John's Gospel, chapter 6. Why? Because in this chapter, the Lord explained very clearly that he is the bread of life. He is the bread of life. That's why the church skipped just 15 verses, the first 15 verses from this gospel. Why? Because these 15 verses are speaking about the feeding of the multitudes with 5 loaves and 2 fish. So that's why I thought to open the Bible, chapter 6. Yeah. The Bible, chapter 6, from the book of St. John. Here from the beginning. From 1 to 15, the Lord performed or fed the multitudes with 5 loaves and 2 fish. The famous miracle that we know. Okay? This was until 14. Verse 14. After all the multitudes were filled, ate and were filled, they said, then those men, when they had seen the sign that Jesus did, said, this is truly the prophet who is to come into the world. Okay? Until then, Bela Kamarad, it was just a miracle happened. Then they decided to kidnap him and make him king. So he disappeared. Yeah, he said he departed again to the mountain by himself. Departed by himself means that he went alone. He disappeared from them. At night, that's why the gospel of the Vespers starts with now when evening came. And I said to you a couple of months ago, most of the Gospels of the Vespers happened in the evening. That's why he says, now when evening came, his disciples went down to the sea. And then another miracle happened in the sea. You know Taban, the miracle, you know, when they were in trouble and the sea arose because of a great wind was blowing. And then our Lord Jesus Christ came to them walking on the water, drawing near the boat. And they were afraid. He said, it's I. I do not be afraid. And then they decided, or they accepted, or they willingly received him into the boat. And immediately the boat was at the land where they were going. Repeat it again. 21. He said, then they willingly received him into the boat. Right? And immediately the boat was at the land where they were going. He did not say this time that the storm stopped But as soon as he got into the boat as if it jumped in a second to the seashore, to the land. What does it mean? There is a lesson here. Lesson, very important lesson. When the Lord is in my boat, I get to the land, I am saved immediately. Just to be in my boat, it's enough. So even if there are storms, even if there are blowing, even if there are the sea rises, whatever, so long as he's in my boat, I don't worry. That's why in this miracle, he did not ask the sea to stop blowing or the waves or the wind to stop. He did not say that. But he got in the boat in the land. This is the lesson. And next day, which was in the morning, they were searching for him. All night they were searching for him. And then they found him on the other bank of the Jordan River, of course. And then he was, and as if he was blaming them because they were searching for him for themselves, not because they believed in him, but they ate, but because they ate. And he said to them, Jesus answered them and said, most assuredly I say to you, you seek me, not because you saw the signs, but because you ate the loaves and were filled. Do not labor for the food which perishes, but for the food which endures to everlasting life. This is the lesson of the matins, morning raising of incense. That's why chapter 6 is very important. He took them step by step, step by step. He fed them, and then he saved his disciples and gave them a very important lesson, saying, as I fed the multitudes, I can save you from any troubles. Just receive me in your boat, in your life, in your heart. And then for the people, they were searching for him. And he said, do not search for me to eat. Search for me because you believed, not because you saw signs and marvels at the signs, but because you believe in me. You believe in me. And then he said to them, 27, do not labor for the food which perishes, but for the food which endures to everlasting life, which the Son of Man will give, because God the Father set his zeal on him. On whom? Jesus Christ. Which zeal? The Holy Spirit. His zeal, the zeal here is the Holy Spirit. He sealed him. Sealed him with the Holy Spirit means he was filled with the Holy Spirit. Then they tried to entertain with him, not to accept him immediately or simply. ابتدوا بقى يسموها ايه بالعربي يسموها مراوغة يعني to discuss with him. Argue with him. They said to him, what shall we do that we may work the works of God? What shall we do? He said, believe in that, in him whom the Father sent, then they are searching for a sign again. They said, what sign you will do for us to believe in you? Yani give us food like yesterday. This was the reason of this action, or the meaning of this question. And the proof of that, they commented on it saying, our fathers, 31, our fathers ate the manna in the wilderness, in the desert, and it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat. So when they asked him in verse 30, we may see, what sign will you perform then that we may see it and believe you? What work will you do? We hope that you do that, the same that Moses gave the manna to our forefathers or fathers in the desert. Then the Lord answered, truly I, or most assuredly I say to you, if in some translations he was saying, verily, verily, al-haq, al-haq, verily, verily, I say to you, Moses did not give you the bread from heaven, but my Father gives you the true bread from heaven. Now, what is the difference between the bread and the manna? Literally. Yeasted or not yeasted? Not yeasted. This is the main difference. That's why those who did not obey the Lord and kept some for the next day, they found it corrupted. Not good for bas khalas. Poisoned. Spoiled. Alas. But as a bread of life, Jesus was called the bread of life. Why? Not the unleavened bread, but the leavened bread, because he carried our sins. And that sins symbolized by the yeast, the leaven. Understand? So that's why Jesus answered them, most assuredly I say to you, Moses did not give you the bread from heaven. Which is true. He did not give them the bread from heaven. He gave them the manna. And the manna was unyeasted. You understand why? Why did he say that? Because sometimes you say, how come my Lord Jesus Christ, Moses gave them the manna? Yes, the manna, but not the bread. But not the bread. So he said to them, my Father gives you the true bread from heaven. What is the true bread from heaven? The bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. Okay? Until then, yeah, still argument, but still they want this bread. In 34, what did they say? In 34, then they said to him, Lord, give us this bread always. Yani they want to be very lazy and to depend on him to give them bread always, not today. Look, so as not to bother ourselves every day and come, let this bread come down like the days of Moses to eat, and that's it. This is what we need. Then Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst. Then he declared to them that he knows their hearts from inside and said, but I said to you that you have seen me and yet do not believe. And the end of the gospel, I think, of tomorrow, all that the Father gives me will come to me. And the one who comes to me, I will by no means cast out. Here is, I think, here is the conclusion of the gospel of tomorrow. I will not cast out. Very hopeful, very hoping, very optimistic verse, very encourageable verse. This verse. من يقبل إلي لا أخرجه خارج. Who comes to me, I will no means cast out. I will by no means cast out. يعني there is no repentance without forgiveness. So long you repent from all your heart, the Lord, sorry to say, must forgive you. Not must because we force him, but because he promised us. And he keeps his promises all the time. So, being cheerful that the Lord will accept your repentance. You're coming. Why? Simply because I came for that. The main goal for the coming down of our Lord Jesus Christ from heaven is to accept everyone to him. Whoever comes to him, by no means he will cast out. 39, to prove the equality and the harmony between the Father and the Son, he said, this is the will of the Father who sent me, that all he has given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up at the last day. Whoever sees the Son and believes in him may have everlasting life, and I raise him up. Then we come quickly to the gospel of tomorrow. The gospel of tomorrow said to them, it's the gospel of tomorrow. It is the gospel of tomorrow. Start with the 35 to 45. So, what the meaning of Jesus is the bread of life? What does it mean? We cannot live without bread whatsoever. We cannot live without bread. What else? It's not a normal bread. Huh?
We have to be with him all the time. We can't come and go, because if we just come without the ingredient and then leave, after you take, you go back into
hunger. And thirst.
And then you come back, it's like you are just coming to have blessing.
Yeah. Abide in him. This is the word that you are searching. Abide in him. Be fixed with him. Yathbut. Abide in him. يعني يثبت فيه. مش كده؟ We have to abide in him. What else? Murad started something and you said in the same time another thing. Murad said, this is the life-giving bread. Why? Because this bread, after resurrection, is carrying the power of resurrection. The body of Jesus Christ, after resurrection, has the power of resurrection. And this is the body that we partake from in the liturgy. We partake the life-giving body, or the resurrected body, or the body which carries the power of resurrection. Type. Comparison. Yeah, sure. We don't die. We don't die. This is the answer. We don't die. We depart. The body must be kept in the ground for some times, for a certain time. Could be 1,000 years, could be 1 year, could be no year. You can come right now, but the fact is the fact. We do not die. We depart. Yes. It will be on the same body. The same body which was buried, the same spirit which is in the paradise of joy will come upon there. But it will give the body another properties, another shape, another form, fitting the eternal life. And fitting the needs of the eternal life, and fitting the work in the kingdom of heavens, and fitting the delighting of the heavenly Jerusalem. How, I don't know what sort of shape will be our bodies, but we are very sure that this body will be the same body that we lived here with and were anointed the Mairun and having partaken the communion all our life, the resurrected body. So that's why we insist in the departed litany that we do not die. There is no death for your servants, but a departure. The body, because it was taken from dust, but because the body shared with the spirit in worshiping, fasting, repenting, kneeling, serving, doing good deeds, the body sharing with the spirit, this body will be glorified. And we'll take what we call the glorified body in heavens. So back to my question, you said the life-giving bread that we partake now is unlimited, everlasting unlimited. It's distributed, but not divided. You understand it will be distributed, but not divided. Divided means becomes pieces, and every piece, khalas. No, one body, still one body. You take from it, still as it is. You take from it, still as it is. You take from it, as it is. It will never finish whatsoever. It will never finish. And this is one of the properties of, or the specifications of the glorious body. Our bodies will never perish in heavens, will never end in heaven. We'll never seek, we'll never hunger, we'll never thirst, we'll never marry. Nothing of what we do here except praising the Lord, delighting His presence, enjoying what He prepared for us in the kingdom of heaven or heavenly generosity. Here I have a question. Three things the Lord gave His people in the Old Testament and in the New Testament. Number one, the Passover in the Old Testament and in the New Testament. Number one, the Passover. Number two, the manna. And number three, the bread of life. We want to compare between the three. Irayoko. We are speaking about Jesus Christ. Yeah. The Passover lamb and the manna in the wilderness or the desert and the bread of life. What is the difference between the three? Passover. What was first? The Passover. Why did he give them the Passover? He gave them the Passover lamb. To protect them from death. So this is the first. The Passover was to protect them from death. And the manna. Protect them from hunger or needs in a desert. And number three, to give them the eternal life. So the Passover, protection from death. The manna and here, the Passover happened once. Yes, every year they were remembering that, celebrating this. But the Passover happened just once, right? But the manna followed them 40 years in the desert. So the Passover to keep them from death to resurrection, right? And here, to give them the life during the desert of Sinai, which symbolizes our life here on earth. But the bread of life is to give us an everlasting life. An everlasting life. That's why St. Paul said a verse, I want your explanations. He said, to know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his passions, imitating his death. What was first? أينوسة بيقول إيه؟ لأعرفه وقوة قيامته وشركة آلامه متشبها بموته. طب what was يعني consequently what was first passions or resurrection? Why did St. Paul said power of resurrection before the passion? ليه قال أعرف قوة قيامته وبعدين شركة ألامه؟ المفروض يقول أعرف شركة ألامه وبعدين يقول قوة قيامته. ده شيء طبيعي. ها؟ For Jesus, he started with the passions. صح? And the ultimate was the cross and death and burial. And then the resurrection. For us, we come vice versa. We resurrect with him first. And then we can bear the passions. That's why, you understand now? I cannot bear his passions unless I am resurrected with him. Resurrection first, and then bear or carry the cross after him. I cannot carry the cross following him unless I am resurrected. So he went this way. He went through the passions, through the cross, through the burial, and then the resurrection. And for me, he gives me the resurrection, and then I can carry the cross and bear the passions with the power of the resurrection in me. That's why without the power of the resurrection, we will not be able to carry the cross or to bear the passions or to recognize the persecutions and the hardships and difficulties from outside, or the challenges and the temptations and the fight of the devil from inside, individually or in the body, the church. I was coming from the Ashiya, it was before the Ashiya, I was coming from the celebration of the Ethiopian church with the Martyrs, the Ethiopian martyrs in a miracle. So we said that without knowing him, without resurrecting with him, we cannot bear the cross. We cannot. That's why the first thing is the Ma'amudiyya. Ma'amudiyya, burial and The baptism is resurrection of God first, and then confirmation of the Holy Spirit, and then leave him in the world. Leave him. He already has the power. He has the power of his resurrection. He is confirmed with the Holy Spirit. He will be able to witness the word of God until bloodshed to become a martyr. تخيلي نكتفي بكده. يعني احنا we didn't notice the time, لكن اذا اجتمع اثنين او ثلاثه باسمك ما يهمناش من اللي قاعد. It's very, very important to know that the Lord is the bread of life. And the bread of life here and there. And this is the main difference between the manna and the bread, the Passover and the bread. The Passover to give me resurrection after death. The manna is to give me life here. But the bread of life is to give me everlasting life, starting here and continuing there, because I will never die. I die once in the baptism, and that's it. Yeah? Yeah? That's why. Exactly. Very good. You got it. Passover, resurrection, manna here, but we die, but we temporarily. But we don't die in the meaning of separation from God. This is the true death. The true death and the separation from God. But we will be never separated from God unless we ignore the power of the resurrection, which we already received in our childhood or at any time, like you. So it's very important to know that. Any question? Any question here? I will lose the power of it. Why? Because when my freedom contradicts with the power of the resurrection that I received in the Holy Communion, when my freedom is still against or contradicts or even fights the power that I received in the temple of God, in the Hekel, altar.
In the fraction we see that.
Yeah.
The fraction of the Holy Land, we say, not as your fathers in the wilderness.
In the wilderness and died. Yeah. Whoever eats my body and drinks my blood will abide me and I in him, will live forever, and I will raise him up on the last day. صح كده. Yeah. Thank you so much. God bless you. Let us pray. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Make us worthy to pray to you. Thankfully, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. In Christ Jesus our Lord, to the end, the kingdom, the power, the glory, now and ever and forevermore. Amen.